This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's the thing about the inflation we're seeing in energy prices right now, crude oil specifically. It's a global problem. China is said to be working on a plan to release oil from its strategic reserves to increase supply. Here, it's a political problem for President Biden. The White House is considering a release from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to bring down gas prices, and the administration's looking to other countries to do the same thing. But really, what's that going to do? Like, really? Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
The U.S. has about 600 million barrels of oil in its reserves right now. Analyst Matt Smith at the data and analytics company Kepler says tapping those reserves could take some pressure off of gas prices.
Because it would lower that oil price, and that would have a knock-on effect on gasoline.
Thing is, he says that knock-on effect would likely be small, and it wouldn't last for long. He says that's because oil and gas prices are more influenced by global supply and demand.
So while you may release 10, 20 million barrels from that strategic petroleum reserve in the U.S., the world is still consuming 100 million barrels a day.
The Biden administration has been pushing the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries to speed up production, but they've declined. Sarah Vakshuri, president of SVB Energy International, says OPEC members have an incentive to keep prices higher.
Their economies are heavily dependent on their oil sales and oil prices.
The Biden administration has been considering other tools. This week, it asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate anti-consumer behavior in the oil and gas market. Vakshuri says it would be hard to prove any wrongdoing. But Bob McNally, president of Rapidan Energy Group and a former member of the George W. Bush administration, says governments want to look tough on price gouging.
That the White House has been doing and Congress has been doing since the first gasoline price spike just after World War I.
McNally says when gas prices rise, presidents in general know they have to react.
Consumers see that price every day, even if they don't fill up their car. And seeing the price of the pump rise, I mean, it's very visible.
Tapping U.S. oil reserves, he says, is another way for the administration to show it's doing something. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.